Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Marami ang tuwa sa balitang muling pag-export ng mga mangga mula sa Pilipinas dito sa Australia at ilang pang oportunidad sa kalakalan at pagninegosyo ang inaantabayanan sa dalawang bansa. At para bigyan tayo ng kaalaman sa mga inaasahan pang trade and business opportunities, na sa ating studio ngayon ang Pangulo ng Australia-Philippines Business Council na si Mr. Rafael Toda. Magandang umaga po, Sir Raf.
Magandang umaga.
Naku, nakakatuwa, dinalaw niyo na kami in person, Sir Raf, dahil nung nakaraan nag-interview tayo tungkol sa Taste of the Philippines, di ba po?
Tama, tama.
Kamusta po yun?
Mabuti rin. We were able to get a lot of mileage out of it for the Filipino community. Not only that, but we were also able to do very good profiles for the actual chefs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been reflected in their restaurants, as in the intake of the dami-dami daw mga new clients nila na nakita nila sa series namin, no?
Mm-hmm.
And the latest is that we got a deal with SBS to be able to feature this the whole series on the on-demand streaming services.
Mm.
So SBS now has the whole 12 episodes on streaming services at SBS.
That's a good opportunity din na ma-showcase yung ating pagkaing Pinoy at yung ganda rin ng ating mga lugar, di ba?
At yung mga mixture, di ba? You know, so we have
fusion.
Australian delicacies with Filipino dishes with an Australian twist, like, you know, the beautiful Western Australian rock lobster made into an adobo.
Ayan po yung adobo,
right?
Lobster, yan po yung naalala ko. Pati ako na gusto kong matikman.
And then yung iba naman, a longganisa sausage roll.
Oh, napaka-bukang masarap din.
So it's the different, you know, the different sort of slants, no, to the different delicacies of each country.
Napakaganda po ng mga nabanggit na pag-usapan natin ngayon. Parang ito'y nagpapatuloy pa yung magiging palang relasyon ng dalawang bansa.
Tama.
Lalo na po kamakailan, bumisita ang punong ministro Anthony Albanese po sa Pilipinas at doon nga nagkaroon syempre pa ng mga bilateral meetings at mga ng relasyon ng dalawang bansa para mas pinaigting po. Ano po yung pananaw nyo dito, lalo na sa APBC sa pagpupulong na ito?
Well, I think it's important to first understand, no, the bilateral relations between Australia and the Philippines. And that has been underpinned really by what they call the Joint Declaration of the Australia-Philippine Comprehensive Partnership, which was last updated in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
No? But it's actually, to be clear, no, it's a strong multifaceted partnership that enhances the cooperation and collaboration in political, economic, security, and people-to-people exchange. It builds also on the commitment of both countries, no, to work together to promote regional peace and stability and prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
So on September the 8th, when Prime Minister Albanese went to the Philippines, who are incidentally the first Prime Minister to do so from Australia in 20 years.
Tagal na po. Mm-hmm.
And during his visit, the Prime Minister and President Marcos Jr., right, elevated that bilateral relation to a strategic partnership. Now that's very important to understand. So we have actually escalated it. It's now become far more important for both Australia and the Philippines. So the relationship has become closer, right? The result of which now is a more solid framework for the deeper economic engagements, enabling more streamlined trade and investment systems aimed at bettering the current imbalance of trade, which is the bigger problem between the countries.
Mm-hmm. So malaking bagay po pala na itong pagkikita na ito ay mas makakatulong pa sa larangan ng trade and investment ng dalawang bansa. Ano po yung mga opportunities doon na o nakita nyo magiging epekto nito doon sa trade and investment?
Yeah, okay. So yung first of all, right, the new strategic partnership signals the expansion of cooperation, as sinabi ko na, no? Now that it includes also defense and maritime matters, strengthens our counter-terrorism and law enforcement, and facilitates deeper cooperation in a range of areas, including climate action, education, and development. In addition, Prime Minister Albanese also signed two major MOUs in the Philippines, right? One was on a work and holiday visa arrangement. That's important for us because now Filipinos can come here on vacation and work.
Dati po kasi wala sa listahan ng Pilipinas yan.
Tama. But consequently, Australians can also go to the Philippines and work.
Reciprocal. Ito po, dalawa.
And the next one is also very important, right? Which is the National Soil Health Strategy. That is aiming to help us understand how to manage our soil and improve our soil and land management strategies. And I think that the cooperation between Australia and the Philippines is very important. And I'm already envisaging a lot of work coming in from CSIRO, the OST, and all these sort of different agencies working together to do this, to do this, right? But there's also a significant milestone that is that will turn out to be positive for us.
So napakaganda po nang nabanggit ninyo sa in between sa government to government, ano. Kayo naman po bilang bahagi din ng private sector at ang APBC po ay bilang bahagi. Ano naman po yung maaaring maging kontribusyon ng mga pribadong sektor sa mga ganitong klase ng agreement between the two countries?
Good question. So the APBC has a counterpart sa Philippines, right? Which is the Philippine-Australia Business Council. So we are the Australia-Philippine Business Council. We have our counterpart, the Philippine-Australia Business Council. Both of us were formed at the same time by both governments in 1975, right? And we ensure that we maintain an open channel of communication with both governments, right? To keep abreast of developments as well as having a voice for our members and the private sector at large, right? We also are essentially have two platforms where we can actually address both governments in a single forum. That's important, right? And that's what sets us apart, right? So we have the Philippine-Australia Trade Investment and Industry Dialogue, or what they call PATID, right? Which was held only last Friday on the 15th of September. And the Philippine-Australia Ministerial Meetings, or what they call the PAM, which will be hosted this year by Australia in Adelaide, and that will happen next month, right? It's also worth noting that last month, Nicholas Moore, Australia's Special Envoy to Southeast Asia, released Australia's Southeast Asian Strategy Plan to 2040. So it's Australia's strategy for Southeast Asia up to 2040, right? And he highlighted 10 priority sectors: agriculture and food, resources, green energy transition, infrastructure, education and skills, visitor economy, healthcare, digital economy, professional and finance services, and creative industries. The strategy plan provides us now, as in APBC and PABC, with a structure to better address concerns as well as opportunities in these areas, because we can focus on the 10 priorities, right? Until then, it was a little bit loose, right? It also helps Australia to see the Philippines. It also helps, no, that Australia actually sees the Philippines as an attractive growth consumer market with what they claim is 5.6 million of disposable income in 2022, which they expect will grow to up to 30.2 million by 2040. That's very attractive for Australia because that's disposable income, that's tourism, and luxury goods, no, which Australia provides, right? So therefore, I think that the Philippines and Australia Trade and Investment and Industry Dialogue, that PATID, right? I had the opportunity to actually speak on four topics during that session, right? I talked about aged care and the chronic shortage of Australian caregivers in this country, right? And also how the Philippines is so perfectly geared to bridge that labor gap whilst ensuring that the Philippines also minimizes the risk of any brain drain to the country. Mm-hmm. That's very important.
We don't want kasi napakadaming mga Pinoy talaga na healthcare provider dito sa Australia.
And we don't
want
the country to be massively depleted. Mm-hmm. So that there's a focus on the way we're working on that as APBC, mm-hmm. right? And there's also, of course, the biosecurity. Addressing the mitigation strategies aimed to curb the imbalance of trade. Mm-hmm. Because we have an imbalance of trade. And the waste to energy was another one that I talked about. Looking at renewable energy and in solar and also in regeneration of fuels. Mm-hmm. So there is also a waste to energy strategy that is able to regenerate fuels to be able to address the fuel the fuel market. No? And of course, there was the last topic was education, mm-hmm. right? Which focused on capacity building. So in October, at the PAM, which will be held in Adelaide, as I mentioned, I will again be addressing the ministers this time. So this time it's going to be mm-hmm. at ministerial level and secretary level for trade and foreign affairs. That both secretaries will be in Australia, and both counterparts also from Australia will be there. That we're going to be able to address the challenges and opportunities that we see in relation to the bilateral trade as related through those 10 priority sectors. Mm. Right? So it's very, very focused.
Kaya nga po. Na malaking bagay po nung mga nabanggit ninyo na areas na dapat specific doon. Pero nabanggit nyo din doon, Sir Raff, yung imbalance. Para isa to sa mga challenges, ano? Mm-mm. Ano po ba ibang mga challenges na kinakarap? Pero syempre, ano din yung opportunities? Ano na itong business ties ng dalawang bansa?
So, as I mentioned, right, we have challenges. So let me just emphasize this. Philippine exports to Australia in 2022 were valued at about 866 million Australian dollars.
Mm.
Whilst Australia's exports to the Philippines were valued at 4.5 billion, mm. right? That's an 84% imbalance.
Napakalaki.
It's serious. Mm. We need to help, and we need to do this very, very smartly. Mm. Right? Because Australia also wants the balance. It's not just that they want it one way. So, what are the opportunities? In education, Murdoch University signed an MOU with Ateneo, Santo Tomas, and Batangas Universities to develop student and professor exchange programs. So, that's a start, mm-hmm. right? A very, very, progressive initiative by Murdoch. The other one is in renewables, right? So, ASEN, for example, ASEN is an Ayala-owned subsidiary. It's an Australian energy company based in Sydney, focusing on renewables. They currently have $2 billion Australian dollars in investments in Australia, and they have a large presence in the New England region in Tasmania, as well as investments coming in from the Pilbara in WA. Okay, the investments are expected to increase to $6 billion in the 3 years in 3 years' time for sustainable investments in Australia and renewables, adding about 3 gigawatt of additional capacity into the Australian energy market. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like where the imbalance starts to change, right? And then, of course, I mentioned waste to energy and a company in Melbourne called Cyclion, for example, will shortly be signing an agreement with a major Philippine conglomerate to convert municipal waste into renewable fuel sources. And it's expected that their first project will probably generate around about 50 to 55 million liters of diesel per annum out of waste.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a very exciting thing for us. It's new for us, and it's good, no? So when you wrap it all up with the 10 sectors that Nicholas Moore's document, the strategy document that he prepared for Southeast Asia, he also overlays that by saying that he's going to promote that by raising awareness, removing blockages, building capacity, and deepening investment where necessary. And I mm-hmm. think that if we can work together, Australia and the Philippines have a very bright future.
Opo, ang ganda ng mga nabanggit nyo na mga 10 sectors na ito, yung mga parang focus at yung nabanggit nyo sa education, napakaganda nung parang partnership na yun. Pero meron ba kayong parang nakitang specific na sector or industry na may talagang malaki yung paglago o yung growth talaga, yung malaki yung potential? May mga ganun po ba?
Well, as I mentioned, I think that ASEAN Energy...
Yung sustainable energy
the
po.
The sustainable energy that they're going to be... I mean, they're a serious investor, right? $2 billion up front and then another $6 billion, you know, growing to about $6 billion in 3 years' time, you know, that's major, right?
Oh,
and I know that the Prime Minister actually met with them when he was in Manila as well, one of the very few private sector companies that he met. And of course, you know, you have others that are also looking at their expansion, like, for example, ICTSI, the ones that own the Port of Melbourne, right? The Rason Group. Well, they've got the most technologically advanced port in the world here in Melbourne, right? But they're also looking to expand it now. So the major expansion, and I also know that Prime Minister Albanese made a point of recognizing that in his visit to the Philippines. And so from that point of view, that's another Filipino contribution there, no?
Malaking bagay po itong grupo ninyo na APBC na maging tulay nitong gobyerno at itong mga private sectors para nga magkita, no? Parang panghuli na lang sa iyo, Sir Raph, ano naman po yung pwedeng gawin ng mga ordinaryong mga migrants o yung mga ng Pinoy na sa Australia tungkol sa mga ganitong business ties? Ano yung pwede naming maging kontribusyon din para sa magandang relasyon ng dalawang bansa?
Tama. And I think one of those immediate ones, yung pan tatawag mo ng, pardon the pun, low-lying fruit, right, is the mango importation, right?
Yeah.
So now we've got the mangoes coming in. I know that the first shipment arrived only a couple of weeks, not even a couple of weeks ago, about a week ago, sold out before it arrived here. So I believe that the second shipment is coming in around December, perfect para sa Christmas, right? So if I was you guys out there, I would be finding out right now where you can get those mangoes and how you can order them and help the importers of those mangoes to build their quota to be able to bring them in, because it's not simple to bring in these fruits into Australia. You have to have the irradiation processes, and there's a lot of regulation around it. And so it's not as abundantly available as we would like, but your support is very much needed from the Filipino community, which hopefully will also grow to other communities in the Southeast Asian region that already understand, no, the fantastic sweetness of the mangoes. And as I've said in many of my talks this year, I believe that they're the sweetest mangoes in the planet.
Naku, parang talagang agree talaga lahat ng mga Pinoy dyan sa sinabi niyo, Sir. Parang ang sinasabi ni Sir Raffy is more of yung support talaga sa mga itong klase ng mga produkto na mula sa Pilipinas na dinadala dito sa Australia, na makakatulong talaga tayo. Yung simpleng pagbili lang, ano, yun na yung makontribusyon natin. Maraming salamat, Sir Raph, sa pagsama ngayong umaga at nakakatuwa na finally nakita na tayo.
Thank you very much, TJ. I really appreciate the time and the opportunity to talk to you. You know, thank you so much.
Ayan, napakinggan natin si Mr. Rafael Toda. Siya po ang Pangulo ng Australia Philippines Business Council.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.